Having driven the Federal Army out of Northern Virginia in the campaign of Second Bull Run, Confederate Commander Robert E. Lee quickly sought to capitalize on his success by invading Union territory. On the 4th of September, 1862, the rebels began crossing the Potomac north of Leesburg. Concentrating his forces in and around Frederick, Maryland, Lee sent Jackson to capture Harper's Ferry, then moved west through the passes of South Mountain with plans to continue north through Hagerstown upon Jackson's return. Meanwhile, George McClellan, once again chosen to head the Union Army, moved in pursuit. By the 13th, McClellan was in Frederick, where a Confederate battle order was found wrapped around some cigars in one of the enemy's abandoned camps. Revealing the vulnerable disposition of the rebel forces, the order presented McClellan with a clear opportunity to strike Lee's scattered army before it could unite against him. After careful deliberation, McClellan sent Franklin's and Burnside's corps to force the passes at Crampton's and Turner's Gaps, preparatory to crossing South Mountain with the rest of the army. On the 15th, the Union garrison at Harper's Ferry surrendered, and Jackson was ordered to Sharpsburg, where Lee, now fully aware of his danger, was busy preparing for battle along the west bank of Antietam Creek.